Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's live radio show. We're ready to get this live show started. And remember these words, that today is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you, but I'm glad and I'm ready to give God what's due to him. That is the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Can I get some help in the house? All right. Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again. Y'all got it. Listen. I'm a soldier. Can I get some help in the house? All right. Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again. Come on. Let me see what y'all got. Listen. I'm a soldier. Yeah.
body, everybody ought to praise the Lord. Again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, and I am excited because God is a good God, and as that song says, praise the Lord, everybody. Don't forget now at 12:30, I will have our inspirational message that we do every day.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
Yes, I will put my trust in him, according to the word of God. In Proverbs, the 3:5-6, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God wants us to trust him with all of our hearts. And God has not planned not one defeat for your life, and he don't want you worrying, because worrying, you can't trust God and worry at the same time. So whatever you do, amen, keep trusting God regardless of how things look, because things are going to get better. You know why? It's because we get our trust in the one that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. And we thank God because we know the end result of everything we go through, and that is thanks be to God, which give us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains.
Valley.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say.
Forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
Come on and lift your voice.
Come on, somebody.
Yes, our God is awesome. And you know what I love about him? He is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. And we get to know without one shadow of a doubt that our God can do all things. And guess what? There is no failure in our God.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. Are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Well, I tell you what, I got a dear friend that I'm going to get connected in a couple of seconds, and I want him to greet you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. And you know what the good thing about it is? You know, God is a good God, and sometimes you get to call people that can give a testimony to tell how much God is a good God. You know, I have a dear friend from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Reverend Arjit Lee Kopp. He is a brother that believes in people getting delivered. He believes in people being set free, and not only being set free, but he also believes that God can use them any way and anyhow. And I thank God for Reverend Arjit Lee Kopp. Are you there, my brother? All right, Reverend Lee Kopp. We're going to get him on this line in a few minutes, and we're going to have a few little conversation here in just a couple seconds.
hold you up. And in the process, they'll fill your cup. So I'm not worried, I'm not scared. I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil, you can't have my faith. And we gon' make a lot.
Thank you.
strength as we wait on you. Father, we believe that you are granting us your perfect peace as we keep our minds stayed on you. You are our hope. You are our strength. You are our life, Father. And so we're going to lift this together.
You are my refuge and strength, a present help in the time of trouble. I look to the hills from whence cometh my help, for my
coming from God, we know without one shadow of a doubt that God always comes through. It doesn't matter what we go through, we can know and rest assured that all our help comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I love the scripture that tells me, it says in Psalms 120, come of my help. For my help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. My help comes only from God. And I understand sometimes our family members, they try to help us, and they mean well. Sometimes, you know, your church try to help you, your pastor try to help you, friends try to help you. But there ain't no help like the help that God gives. He is our only hope. When all else fails, we know we can look to Jesus because he is the one that is able to bring us out of a situation. Is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. Again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, coming live from the studios of the Spoken Word Radio Station. Also, you know, we're having a little difficult technical problems because we got a lot of new equipment here. We got to trying to get used to it, so please bear with us. But I want you to know today, as we go into our inspirational message, and I want to just give you a short word of encouragement. That is for those that feel that they have setbacks, things that you've been going through, of problems that cause delays and cause you not to progress like you desire. You know, somebody lost their job, so that problem caused a delay and preventing them from progressing. Well, I want to let you know today that our God has a word for you. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9, the Bible says, be strong and courageous, brave, fearless. Do not be frightened. Do not be afraid or anxious or dismayed, shaken up, discontent, unsettled. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. It's good to know that God is with us, even in hard times and even in setback times when problems have caused a setback for your business, for your family, for your marriage, for your finances. Just remember that God is Jehovah Jireh. He is the one who sees and the one who shall provide. And as I stated before, is there anything too hard for God? No, there ain't nothing too hard for God to do. The problem is sometimes we, as people, we start looking at our circumstances as though God can't do nothing for us. But I want to encourage you that our God is able to bring you out of any situation. And I pray that whatever the setback in your life has been, whatever the problem that had delayed or prevent the progress from continuing going. You know, sometimes somebody say, you know, I had a lot of money, just like this man that was a millionaire that lost every dime. He lost all his millions until he had to go into a 3-bedroom apartment. Now, he was used to a mansion. He was used to fine dining. He was used to millions and millions of dollars, business that was booming. But in 2014, this man, amen, had a setback because of the problem of the economy that came and caused him to lose his business and lose his millions. And he started getting depressed. Every time he thought about it, he was getting depressed, which I don't understand, understand how he feels, because he was used to having something. And all of a sudden, he's down to a 3-bedroom apartment. And in this 3-bedroom apartment, every time his kids would come by and try to encourage him, he was feeling down. He was feeling discouraged. You know, he was feeling worthless. You know, he had a setback. And that setback caused him to feel fearless. Caused him to have fear. He was being shaken up by what was going on. Until later on, as the time went by, he realized that he was spending more time with his kids. He realized that he was even more relaxed than he was when he had the money. You know, all his friends that was around him when he had something, now all of them was gone. That's just like our friends. Sometimes when you go through things, You can't find nobody. But when you ain't going through, it seems like everybody's around. But I want to encourage you to remember what Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, and let me just read that again. Be strong and courageous, brave, fearless, even your setback. Do not be frightened, afraid, or anxious, or dismayed. I know sometimes you feel shaken up, unsettled, but I want you to know that the Lord your God is with you. And you know what? What you really need to do is when you're going through a time, a setback, get around somebody that is positive, and then you start thinking positive every day. Take the negative out of your mind and start put God's word in your mind. That's why the Bible says, meditate day and night. That's right. Meditate on the word day and night. And you need to keep your mind on the Lord Jesus Christ. For he said, if you keep your mind on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. So get around people that are positive and you talk positive. You know, the scripture says death and life is in the power of your tongue. Proverbs 3:6 says you sneer by the words of your mouth. You know, words have power. So watch what you say out of your mouth. Surround yourself with people who are good for you, that are right, right now. These are the people you need to get around. People right now, you need to surround yourself with people that have a positive attitude, of people that don't talk doubt all the time. You know, you be around doubting people, then you start becoming a doubtful person. You know, sometimes I've been around people that every time they turn around, they never had something good to say. There's always something, you know, every time you ask them how they're doing, they always give you a sad story. You know, they act like they've been baptized in pickle juice and sucking on lemons. Glory to God. Get around positive people. Don't get around people that make you feel worse than what you feel. Amen. Get around people that are talking positive. Get around people that are talking and going the same way you want to go. Amen and amen. I pray that short word will encourage you. Stay around positive people and you talk positive.
Hey, y'all, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No estimate, throw at me. You know it won't prosper now.
Yeah, just got laid off.
I'm doing good.
House they need to pay it off.
I'm doing good.
You should be afraid, but
I'm feeling good.
All the time you say,
God is good.
Call it down.
He's ready for the new Jericho. You're waiting on God. He's waiting on you.
So what you gonna do?
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No estimate, throw at me.
It won't.
You know it won't prosper now.
Ron, this is crazy.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No estimate.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3, I Have the Victory by Kirk Franklin. And you know what? You got to get up wherever you're at and renew without one shadow of a doubt that God has given you the victory. As I stated before, thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now don't forget now to join me on tomorrow at 12 noon and Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning. On matter of fact, we will be celebrating the 4th of July, and we're going to have a 4th of July celebration at 10 o'clock right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Well, my time is almost up here, and I want to leave this radio show with this song, and I want to encourage every one of you to continue to listen to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, and my prayer for you that as you go through your day, you'll remember that whatever the setback is, God is with you, and God will see you through. Keep your head up, and remember this, God is on your side. And you know what? It feels good when you know God is on your side. And also, I want to thank my dear friend from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Reverend Arjit Lee Kopp, and he's going to be joining me on some of these radio shows, and we're going to be having conversations about different topics, and that's coming up in the coming weeks. I pray again that every one of you have a blessed afternoon. Let's go out on this song.
But in the Word of God,
it's promised to us,
if your soul and tears are for cleansing, stress and relief. They were created by God just to give us relief. Don't worry, they're not in vain, for soon will come peace. For if your soul doesn't matter what's going on in your life, don't be afraid to cry. Hallelujah. For God sees every one of your tears. He hears your prayer. Your mourning, He'll turn to dancing.
rejoice. The Bible says weeping may endure.